Hey, hey, hey. We are back here live from the Innsbruck Resort. Curtis Loftus, our treasurer here, is here with us. Yesterday you had the great honor of putting the vote in for Mitt Romney. I understand you were surprised that you were the one that was going to be doing it.
Yeah, you know, my job as treasurer, there's a lot of people point and say, go do this and do that. You know, I'd like to say that I was going to quit control of all these, not small things, but things that aren't really treasury-related.
Yes.
But you don't. You get schedules and show up. Well, that wasn't on my schedule. So I didn't have much time. I had to think about what to say.
And everybody wanted you to say all these wild things about South Carolina.
I had 30 minutes, and I had about 50 saying, here's what you got to say. But I just couldn't say all that stuff. I knew why I voted for him. I think I know why most people in South Carolina voted for him. So that's what I said.
That's what you did. So it still was exciting yesterday afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What is it like to be on the floor with that?
Well, it's a mass. I mean, it is just a mass of people, and it's crowded, and it's just complete chaos. But it is a lot of fun. And then when I, you know, for my little 30 seconds or a minute, however long it took for me to put the Mitt Romney in nomination for South Carolina, it goes around the world. So I'm getting text messages from Ukraine and Switzerland from people saying, hey, just saw you on TV, you know. What happened? Where'd that gray hair come from? That's at A&L's. That's where it came from.
Well, here we have Curtis Loftus, rock star, right here on WCRS. God, someday you'll probably be beyond me. I hope.
Oh, no. I'll never be beyond you.
Well, thanks so much, Curtis. I know you got to make a conference call. It's going to be an exciting afternoon, and I hope before we leave that we'll get you back on the air.
Thank you for what you do, Ann.
Thank you very much, Curtis. All righty. All righty, I made a comment last night about Curtis is never brief, and so he told me he'd be brief. So he's getting me back here this morning. So what's happening out there? Well, right now, we are waiting. Tim Scott is doing some interviews over there. He has promised me an interview here in just a few minutes. So what do you think about all the interviews and all the things we've been able to bring to you right here on WCRS? I love positive feedback. Well, I'll take any feedback. It's okay. But I love getting that positive feedback. So, you know, don't hesitate to call Telephone Man over there at Sharp Facets. 229-7984 is the radio line. Give us a call over there and let us know how you've been enjoying what we've been doing. A couple other things. Don't forget if you've got gold, if you've got diamonds, you know where to go. Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We are buying, and I tell you what, if you've got gold and diamonds and sterling silver to sell, it's a great time to sell. Who knows how much longer the market is going to stay where it's at. So if you are going to sell it, might be a good time to take advantage of it. You know, we talk all the time about this financial cliff. There's no guarantees that gold is going to go up. There's always a guarantee that it could go down. So right now, what is the price of gold? Well, let's see. Let's do an update here and just refresh it real quick and see what the newest, latest price is. Is it up or down? That's the question. What effect has Mitt Romney had on the market? Well, this morning, gold has gone down some. $16.56. That's $16.56. That's down $10. Wonder what's causing that. Platinum is up to down $15.10. It had been up a little bit higher. And let's just check the price of silver. Where is the price of silver? Silver is now down 23 cents, still $30.67. So if you've got it to sell, come see us at Sharp Bassett's Gallery. Is this the height? Is it going to be going down? I just don't know. So might be getting a quick conversation from Senator Larry Groom. Now, you, of course, are one of the delegates. You've been having a good time with this, have you, Larry?
It's been great seeing some of my heroes in the conservative movement address a national audience. It has been wonderful to be here with the South Carolina delegation. So it's just a treat that the electors within our Republican Party would give me the honor to come represent our state, and I'm proud to be here.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we had the Romney boys here this morning. That was unexpected pleasure, wasn't it?
It was good.
Now, the reason I had you sit down here is in your delegation where you signed up, you said that you had won a spitting contest. I needed to hear a little more about that.
Well, in my bio, it was there's my public bio. Folks can research and find some things that I've done legislatively and so forth. But then there's some more interesting tidbits.
That's always what I'm interested in.
And somebody brought out the fact, and it was Chip Campson actually brought it up. His brother had been the reigning Hellhole Swamp Festival tobacco spitting champion for a number of years, and he was all upset about his brother's record being broken. And then he found out that I'm the one that broke his brother's record. And that was back in 1984. I launched a recordable tobacco spit, 26 and a half feet, certified by the Beech Nut Company. And that set me into the record books from now on. I still hold the tobacco spitting record at the Hellhole Swamp Festival. And so of all the accomplishments in my life, that's one of the little known ones, but that was also before life and politics. But it is still the award that I have hanging at my house.
Well, there you go. So nobody's broken it?
No one's been able to break that, no.
Well, Larry, that's an accomplishment. Congratulations. Well, this is great. I just wanted to take a minute and update everybody on that because I think, you know, we are all people. You know, whether we're politicians or not, we are all people, right?
We are people, and the little festivals that occur throughout South Carolina, they're all over our state. It speaks to who we are as a people, who we are as a culture, and I love them. And the very special one that occurs in Berkeley County is the Hellhole Swamp Festival. I've been going to that thing since I was just a little kid and could continue to go to it. And one of the highlights of the Swamp Festival was the spitting contest. So, of course, you were in the spitting contest. And that was back in the day where the restrictions on tobacco aren't like they are right now. So it was not uncommon to be handing out free pouches of tobacco back then, something we wouldn't dare do now. Oh, and by the way, the Hellhole Swamp Festival tobacco spitting contest is now a cocoa spitting contest. So the youngsters now are given cocoa and told to go ahead and take a dip and spit.
How about that? Well, Larry, thanks so much. Senator Larry Grooms, thanks so much. And thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
All right,
and
thank you.
Been a great event, and it's even going to get better as the week goes on, isn't it?
I'm sure it will.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. All right. That was Senator Larry Grooms right here with us. And, of course, we are now waiting. Where is he at? He's still up there talking. That's right. He's promised me an interview. So I know that Congressman Tim Scott will be with us in just a moment. But what have we got? We got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes before the top of the hour. You are listening to WCRS 1450 AM right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm live from Tampa, I might add, actually from Florida over here at the Palm Harbor at the Innsbruck Resort. So, you know, if you ever want a nice place to come and stay down here in Florida, it's a beautiful place, and it's off the beaten path, which is good and bad. If you're trying to get to the convention in Tampa, it's a little bit long drive, but they've got great buses that take us back and forth. This afternoon, we're having a delegation meeting and then a reception for Attorney General Alan Wilson. Looking forward to getting some time with him this afternoon. And tomorrow morning, right here for the delegation breakfast, they're having a very special, larger than life person here with us. Who is it? Well, I might tell you when we come back. Hey, we are taking up Laura Ingraham's space here this morning, but I think that's okay. Laura is supposed to be here in Florida, I do believe. Maybe she's broadcasting on Radio Row at the Media Center. I was hoping to get there, but it's a long drive over there, and then we're going this afternoon. But maybe I'll bump into her. Who knows? She's going to be around. I'm going to be around checking it all out. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Andy, let's hear a little music or something. And in just a moment, we should have Congressman Tim Scott with us here.